Okay, so the Chapel Hill shooting, I'm learning about it at the same time as you're learning about it if you're watching this right off the bat. An absolute tragedy, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the victims. That being said, the media's already started to circle. And you're seeing this all over online, people saying, well, they're not, the media isn't talking about this because it's a white guy. If he were a Muslim, it would be all over the place. Of course they are. They're covering it everywhere. Don't believe that first. They are covering it everywhere that a white atheist shot three Muslims. This idea that only Muslim terrorism is covered is completely untrue. Right now, go to any major news website. This guy wasn't Muslim. Actually, I'm looking at therightscoop.com right now. By all information that we have, though we don't have enough information yet, he was a hardcore anti-religion atheist progressive. He was a fan of HuffPo, Rachel Maddow, Freedom From Religion, Bill Nye, gay marriage groups, a bunch of anti-conservative groups. That's what we know so far. It's not conclusive. So before we get into all of the conjecture that you're going to see from the media, I think something that is an important takeaway here is that religion, despite what people have told you for years, is not the cause of all violence or wars. Evil is. We see that today. The root cause for acts of evil is evil. Now, I've argued for a long time that that's why, since this incident has happened and you're watching this video, there have been many, many fold more attacks in the name of Islamic terrorism than this one attack globally, every minute of every day. And I would argue because the root of Islam is Muhammad and Muhammad's evil. That's an opinion. If you disagree with me, you can comment below. The root of Christianity, I would argue Jesus is good. I know people say the Inquisition, the Crusades. Okay. Today, a vast majority of charity and humanitarian work is carried out by Christians across the globe. As to whether this guy, you can see the Chris Rock or Sally Cohn tweets, we'll put those up here saying, they're just calling him a white guy. They're not calling him a terrorist. They're calling him a man. Okay. It's not a Muslim thing. It's not just because he's white and he's not Muslim. Though I find it funny when they equate white with Muslim. Muslim is not a race. It's a religion and an ideology. We don't know his motive. It could be a senseless act of violence, but terrorism is not a senseless act of violence because, by definition, it's politically or ideologically motivated. It's a means to a political end. So why are Islamic murders generally referred to as terrorism pretty quickly? Usually they're committed after the motive has been stated. Allah Akbar, releasing a beheading video saying we will bring Sharia to the world. It's really easy to tell the motive when a guy says, this is my motive. I want everyone who's non-Muslim to die. That's terrorism, by definition. If this was a tiff over a parking spot, we don't know. It's a senseless act of violence. If he killed people solely because they were Muslim, it's wrong, and I would have no problem calling it terrorism. Has nothing to do with white or brown. It has to do with the very definition of terrorism. And for uninformed people to complain about it or to develop opinions on either sides until we know the motivation behind this, it's media malpractice. And you see that everywhere. So again, we're learning this as it unfolds. Follow me on Twitter. Go to Louder with Crowder. We'll be covering more of it. But the real takeaway here is, again, we've been told that religion is the cause of all wars and violence. It's not. Evil is. The root cause for acts of evil is evil. Subscribe is what I would tell you if I knew that you liked this video. But since this is the internet and I have low self-confidence, please love me.